Titian dedicated the last 2 decades of his life primarily to the service of King Philip II of Spain, who was the most powerful monarch in Europe, and regarded as among the finest achievements of his last decades are the 6 mythological paintings that he painted for Philip II. These were highly erotic poesy or poems, as he called them, which derived principally from the writings of Ovid, the ancient Roman poet whose Metamorphoses was a tremendous source for painters in the Renaissance. Ovid's Metamorphoses doesn't think very highly of the gods. They're vengeful, they're duplicitous, and that's why it was such a popular subject in the Renaissance. The poems are the series of pictures that he did for Philip II also represent the beginning of what would be his late style of painting, with a tremendous breadth of improvised brushwork that fuses light and color and naturalistic detail into a real tapestry of dazzling sort of pictorial force. I think you see that especially in the Diana and Actium. It's mostly in the drapery where you see that kind of very fluid brushstroke, but also, I think, in the shadows of the bodies and the way the flesh is painted. They all appear to be individual people, each reacting in a totally human and different way. That's the beauty of Titian in these pictures, I think.
Press the green button to hear more. What makes a great painting? Press the yellow button.